The Dallas Mavericks are headed to the NBA Finals thanks to their 4-1 series victory over the Oklahoma City Thunder. Ultimately, the Mavericks' age and experience proved too much for the more athletic but very young Thunder. NPR's Mike Pesca has been looking into the correlation between being old and winning basketball games.
Every cliche seems to have an opposite. Absence makes the heart grow fonder, for instance, is counteracted with out of sight, out of mind. The same is true in basketball, where we either say, it's a young man's game, or there's no substitute for experience. In the just-concluded Western Conference Finals, the oldest team in the NBA played the youngest, once you adjust for minutes played. Exciting basketball, for sure, but also an interesting referendum on the age-old, old-age issue.
There is overall a pretty strong correlation between the age of an NBA team and their success.
Indeed, as Kevin Pelton, statistician and writer for Basketball Prospectus, hinted at, the Dallas Mavericks, stocked with players who could have watched first-run episodes of The Love Boat as kids, dispatched the much younger Thunder quite handily. But Pelton is quick to point out that even though age and success are correlated, the causation might not be what you think. He notes that teams in contention are much more likely to sign an aging star. In other words, being old doesn't make you a good team, but a team that's good is more likely to embrace age. Take, for instance, the Mavericks point guard, Jason Kidd.
Kidd lays it in. So crafty. Kidd knows he's not going to outjump Russell Westbrook, so he uses the body as a shield and then finishes with the pretty lane.
If you think that the ESPN announcers like to emphasize Kidd's offensive guile, consider that the 38-year-old played very effective defense on Oklahoma City star player Kevin Durant, even though the 22-year-old Durant is about half a foot taller. That must be veteran savvy on Kidd's part, right? Well, yes, but Kevin Pelton says it's savvy born of necessity.
It's kind of like a way to compensate for his aging, that he's gained strength and he's gained, you know, some tricks defensively that help him stay with a guy like Durant.
And then there's Dirk Nowitzki, the Mavericks' wunderkind. Actually, wundermensch, he's 32 years old. History shows that tall players tend to age better than shorter ones, and that shooters tend to age better than players who slash to the hoop. Nowitzki is the greatest 7-foot-tall shooter in basketball history, so maybe it's no wonder that he's such a wonder. Recently, Charles Barkley was on an ESPN podcast and was asked, what's the first thing that suffers as a player ages?
Recovery time. You can't recover as quickly. Like, if you get tired or have a great game, it probably takes you a couple days to get your energy level back, and it only gets worse.
Nowitzki's playoff run has borne that out. Since the playoffs began, he's averaged 28.4 with one day off, but like a Riesling that improves over time, he's poured in 35.5 points per game with two or more days of rest. The upcoming NBA Finals schedule indicates that there will be at maximum 3 games with 2 or more days of rest. Perhaps the Miami Heat should mark those dates in their calendars. Right now, the veteran Heat is up 3-1 against the Baby Bulls, hinting at an NBA Finals that could be won for the aged. Mike Pesca, NPR News.
This is NPR News.